For a little more than 8 years, Roel Roy Rodriguez has served as the city manager for the city of McAllen, leading a workforce of over 2,500 employees, a $520 million annual budget, and spearheaded, planned, designed, and constructed over $550 million in capital improvement projects and $85 million in bond projects. He earned the City Manager of the Year in 2017 from the Texas City Managers Association, as well as helped the City of McAllen be recognized with a few Municipal Excellence Awards from the Texas Municipal League. In addition, thanks to Rodriguez's leadership, McAllen's Mayor and City Commission were recognized as the 2020 Council of the Year for the State of Texas from the Texas City Managers Association. He has led the responsible, fiscally conservative, and strategic growth of the community that continues to keep McAllen as the leading city in the Rio Grande Valley. It is a demanding job that requires patience and forward thinking, as well as analytical abilities and people skills. In other words, it's a tough job, but no one does it better or with more passion than Rodriguez. Well, he just hops on one of his two motorcycles and takes off. That's right. McAllen's own city manager is a biker, something he had wanted for a long time, ever since he was a little boy.
I have loved motorcycles my whole life. As a kid, I was in awe. You know, maybe, you know, as children, sometimes we long for the things that we just can't have. And I think that's part of it. I remember seeing motorcycles as a kid and just saying, I want one.
Rodriguez finally got his first bike in college and has been a biker ever since. He says that there is no better feeling in the world than that of being on a bike.
You know, I once heard that only dogs understand bikers. You know how dogs get their head out the window and feel all that air? That's what it is. So the next time that you're passing a vehicle or a vehicle's passing and you see a dog with his windows out, that's us. It's just this amazing feeling and connection to nature.
While Rodriguez enjoys the freedom that riding a motorcycle gives him, he still approaches motorcycle riding with a responsible attitude, encouraging all riders to earn their motorcycle license, which he has, and take the motorcycle defensive driving course to help teach or reinforce safety tips when riding a bike.
Yeah, you need a motorcycle license. There's a lot of folks out there riding without it because, you know, it's not that complicated, but obviously I recommend that everybody does. I also recommend that class. It teaches you things, even as a good rider. I had been riding for 20 years when I took the class, and I learned some things that I didn't know. And in fact, I would do some things instinctively, and I learned why. And so it was very interesting. So yes, absolutely. I recommend that anybody that's gonna get on a motorcycle, go through the class, get your license, do it right.
While not in an official motorcycle gang, Rodriguez's motorcycle crew includes family and friends and says that there is a bond among his club that makes it fun.
We are part of a club, but we don't have a name. It's kind of a weird thing, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. It's family, you know, it's family and friends that get together. Sometimes we're as many as six or seven. Usually it's three, because us three are always together. But it's really cool, you know, it's about taking care of each other.
There's also a special member in Rodriguez's crew that makes it just that much more of a wonderful experience for him.
For me, I usually have my wife with me. So, you know, she's a biker chick.
And as much as Noelia Rodriguez supports her husband's hobby, it doesn't seem as if this biker chick wants her own bike.
No, absolutely not.
For Rodriguez, riding his motorcycle out to the Texas Hill Country is the longest distance he's ridden. And for destinations further than that, he will put his bike on a trailer. Rodriguez owns two bikes, a Harley-Davidson, naturally, and a one-of-a-kind custom Borgette. The two bikes serve distinct purposes, one for long rides and the other for short distances. But another element that serves distinct purposes in the biking world is the very distinct way that bikers dress, creating their own bike culture.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that, you know, because as a biker, I've really evolved. I started riding just because I love the thought of riding. And like I said, you know, I bought my first bike when I was graduating from college. But since then, you know, I've learned so much about the culture of bikers and riders. And there's a lot to what they do. And I mean, I should say they do a lot of things for a reason, right? And some it's just because that's what we do.
Everything bikers wear is to safeguard them from nature or even from a fall, including the leather jacket, chaps, or gloves that protect against the elements or debris, the boots, which keep riders from burning themselves, the goggles to protect the eyes from the wind, and of course, the helmet, which protects the rider's most vulnerable and important part of their body. Rodriguez, a self-described novice biker, also points out the welcoming nature of bikers by pointing out the use of the skull and crossbones on much of the biker gear.
You know, it's this thing that bikers do. You know, some will say that it's, you know, you're gonna ride till you die, right? Another, believe it or not, is about inclusivity. Is that when you see a skull, for those novices like me, I'm not a doctor, I don't know if that was a man or a woman. And so it doesn't matter. Everybody can ride, everybody can have that feeling of freedom.
Aside from the sheer enjoyment of riding his bikes, Rodriguez reflects on how being a biker helps him in his professional role as McAllen City Manager.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that. Maybe watching out for others, you know, in city management, really in everything that we do here in the city, it's about service to others. For sure, it does this. You know, when I'm out there, I'm not thinking about all these numbers and a $500 million budget. Well, sometimes I do. But most of the time I don't. You know, I gotta be focused on what I'm doing. So I think maybe it helps me relax, and so that when I get back to the office, you know, I'm ready to go.
However, Ford Rodriguez, when he is out on his bike, at a rally or any other bike gathering, being a city manager is the last question anyone will ask him.
It's not important, you know, and that's really cool. It's kind of like when you're at church. It's not important. It's just the camaraderie. You know, there's doctors and lawyers and mechanics and all kinds of people that are just out there to do the same thing. And so I think that's one of the best things about going to rallies and being around other bikers is that, you know, they're not going to know I'm a city manager. And you know what? It doesn't matter. So it's kind of cool.
For Rodriguez, the feeling of riding a bike helps him to achieve a work-life balance that is essential for him to do his best professionally, and hopes that City of McAllen employees find that balance for themselves.
And it's very important, you know, I have this saying that I work to live, I don't live to work. And there's a big, big difference between those two. And it doesn't mean that work's not important. I think that anybody that sees my passion in what I do in city management will say, that guy's all in. It's very important to me to not only stress to employees to do that, but for me to do that.
So for anyone out there who is thinking of getting a motorcycle and finding their inner cool rider, their hidden easy rider, what advice does Rodriguez have for them?
And so what I would say to people is try it, and if you do, just be safe. You know, be safe and then enjoy it. Be that dog out the window. That's what it's all about. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about.
For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.
Here in the Valley, what's your recommended ride?
You know, I once in a while, I'll ride with some friends out north and northeast. to get out of the metro area. We'll go to Raymondville. We'll go to Falfurrias, to Corpus. And then I like the ride to the island.